So, how did Vitrasura get to this point? Well, here's the story. The story is that once upon a time there was a king, Chitraketu. And he had 10 million wives. But none of his wives could give him a son. That is lamentable, because if you're a king, you have to leave behind a son. But all of his 10 million wives, none of them could give him a son. So he's visited by a saintly person, and the saintly person arranges a sacrifice and a special potion. And he says, if your wife takes this, she will give birth to a son. But the name of this son will be Harsha Shoka. Harsha Shoka is two contradictory words. Jubilation, lamentation. Those are contradictory terms. But Chitraketu doesn't care. I'm going to get a son. I'm going to get a son. Fantastic. So he gives his first wife, her name is Kritadyuti. She is given the potion and she gives birth to the son. And everybody in the kingdom is very happy. Oh, we have a son. The king has a son. Except somebody is not happy. All the other wives who didn't give birth. So if there is 1 million, that means 999,000. Is that right? Yes. They're all jealous because they think, oh, now she's going to become the pet queen. And what are we? Maidservants? So they all get together and they decide to kill the child. They poison the child. So the queen, Kritadyuti, comes and she says to her servant, bring me my son. But the eyes show that the child is dead. And the queen sees the dead child and she's totally, totally devastated. And the king is hearing all this crying in the palace and he's trying to find out what's going on, and he stumbles and he falls and he finds out, my son is dead. So in the beginning, Harsha. It was great jubilation, but now Shoka, lamentation. So at this time, Angira and Narada appear in disguise. And they inquire from the king what's the story, and the king Chitraketu explains. So, by their mystic power, the dead son comes back to life. And the dead son speaks to his mother and father. Why are you crying? I already have my next parents. What makes you think I belong to you? I've had so many mothers and fathers in the past. You had me for a little while. Now I have gone to my next mother and father. Nothing belongs to anyone in this world. We claim proprietorship, but nothing belongs to us. Nothing. So when they hear the words from their dead son, the king and queen, they come to their senses. They become realized. They understand the truth of life. So, Narada, as he's apt to do, he says to Chitraketu, now you are ready for real spiritual knowledge. Before, Chitraketu was too attached to sense gratification. He wasn't ready to hear spiritual topics. But now that he has gone through this Harsha Shoka, and he has some understanding, now he's ready for spiritual knowledge. So Narada teaches him a mantra, teaches him how to worship God. And after 7 days of continuously chanting and worshiping the Lord appears. And the Lord appears as Ananta Dev. Everybody say. So Ananta Dev appears to Chitraketu, gives him instructions, and gives him a temporary benediction. He gives him rule of a particular planetary system, and that's like an intermediate benediction. So once upon a time, Chitraketu is on his airplane. He's traveling through the universe, and he sees Mother Parvati on the lap of Lord Shiva. And they are surrounded by saintly persons. So Chitraketu says, what is this? The great Lord Shiva behaving like an ordinary man with his wife on his lap? So Mother Parvati, she gets very angry. She says to Chitraketu, who are you? I curse you to fall down immediately and take birth as a demon. So Chitraketu comes down from his airplane and he says to Mother Parvati, I accept your curse. No problem. Then Lord Shiva says to his wife, see, I have told you before the nature of devotees. Now you are seeing in real terms how great these devotees are. Why? Devotees don't care for heaven or for hell. It's inconsequential to them. Devotees only care about devotional service. And you can do devotional service in Irvine. You can do devotional service in South Central LA. You can do devotional service anywhere. There's no material. Prabhupada was in Vrindavan and he was there realizing Krishna. He left Vrindavan to go to New York City. And he went to New York City, and I know because I lived in New York City, hell. The place where Prabhupada was staying in New York, the Bowery, that's hell. Trust me. The Bowery. That's how this movement started. But for someone like Prabhupada, Vrindavan or hell doesn't matter. Because they carry Krishna within them wherever they go. Wherever they go, they turn that place into Vrindavan. And I've seen with my own eyes, when Prabhupada would come, you forgot where you were. You were not in New York. You were not in Philadelphia. You were not anywhere. When Prabhupada was there, you were in the spiritual world. You felt it. You saw it. You could realize it. This man is not of this world. Prabhupada was glowing the first time I saw Prabhupada. Just like you're sitting over there. So Prabhupada was that far away from me. And Prabhupada was glowing like Aurora Borealis. You know what that is? Aurora Borealis. The northern lights. So Prabhupada was glowing. And the lights were coming at me, coming from Prabhupada. And it knocked me down. And I said, my God, I have found the modern Jesus. I was so happy that I had seen this Prabhupada. This was amazing. And whenever Prabhupada would come, it was a festival. You forgot where you were. You were in the transcendental world. That is the potency of a great Bhagavat. So Lord Shiva was explaining, devotees don't care about curses and this and that. All they care about is rendering devotional service. So Chitraketu then took his birth as Vritrasura. He was killed and he went back home, back to Godhead. And Shukadeva Goswami, at the end of this narration, he gives a special benediction for hearing the story of Chitraketu. If we have time, I'll look it up. But you got the benediction, whatever it was, because you heard the story of Chitraketu. So it was worth your coming tonight, because you got a benediction. So the canto finishes up with Diti. Last night, we heard the story of how Diti was the mother of the first two demons, Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu. And both of them were killed by Lord Vishnu. Who killed Hiranyakashipu? And who killed Hiranyaksha? Very good. I can see we've learned our lessons. We were paying attention last night. Very good. So when Diti found out that the Lord killed her two sons for the benefit of Indra, she became very angry at Lord Indra. So this is instructive. Diti, her husband is Kashyapa. He's a great, powerful Prajapati, Brahmana. So Diti had a desire. She wanted to have a son that would kill Indra. But her tactic was very smart. So what did Diti do? She started to serve her husband very, very nicely, doing all kinds of special things. And little by little, Kashyapa was becoming enamored. My wife is treating me so nicely. Oh, this is so nice. And she kept doing special things. And so finally, Kashyapa became so enamored with Diti. He said, "Oh, you have served me so nicely. Please, I want to give you a benediction. I made this mistake with my wife so many times. I owe her over 108 boons. Over 100, so I'm finished. I can't give any blessings because she's got them in reserve." So Diti says to her husband, "Yes, I want a special benediction." And Kashyapa says, "Oh yes, I'm prepared to give you whatever you want." She says, "I want a son who can kill Indra." And Kashyapa goes, "Oh my God, what have I done?" And he chastises himself. He says, "This is the power of Maya." He condemns himself. He says, "I should have known better." Yes, as my thing says, Kashyapa sings the blues. Yes, he laments that he has become totally, but now he has, just like Dasarath, right? He had given Kaikeyi that boon, and she waited for the right moment. Just when he thought, "Oh, tomorrow Ram will be crowned king," Kaikeyi comes, "Yes, now I want my boon. Banish Ram to the forest. Install my son Bharat as king." And Dasarath can't believe what he's hearing. And Kaikeyi was his favorite wife. She was so young and beautiful. And he used to spend the evening with her, not with the other, no. He was always with her because she was very beautiful. But now it was like a dagger had entered his heart. Because Ram was Dasarath's life. And he chastised her. "How can you do this? What is wrong with you? What is..." But Kaikeyi said, "No, you have promised. What kind of king are you? Everyone will laugh at you that you gave a promise and you reneged. For a woman you reneged? No, no. Install tomorrow. tomorrow Ram must be banished. So in the same way, Kashyapa, he's now lamenting that he agreed to benedict her. But knowledge is power. So what did Kashyapa do? He engaged his wife in such a way that he would trick her into becoming a devotee. He was thinking, all right, her desire will be fulfilled, but in the meantime, she'll become a devotee. So Kashyapa was training her how to become a devotee, at the same time fulfill her desire. And Indra, because he's king of heaven, he understands exactly what's going on. He knows, oh, this is Diti's plan, huh? She wants to have a son that will kill me, not so fast. So Indra was watching, looking for any discrepancy in the execution of the sacrifice and the thing that Kashyapa told her to do. So he was waiting and watching. Then one day, Diti, she forgot to wash her hands and feet and mouth after eating. After you eat, you're supposed to wash your hands, mouth, and feet if you can. So, on this particular day, Diti ate, but she didn't wash, and then she went to take rest. So she was unclean. So Indra said, this is my chance. So Indra entered her womb. And when he entered her womb, he saw this glowing embryo. Because Kashyapa had impregnated her. And because there was a ritual, this was a special baby. So Indra went in there and he decided, I'm going to kill this embryo. But he cut it into 7 parts. But they remained alive. They didn't die. And then he cut them again into 7. So now there's 49. And they said, Indra, what are you doing? We are your brothers. We are the Maruts, the wind gods. We're on your side. Don't try to kill us. Besides, you can't. So Indra realized, oh, okay. So in this way, Indra was saved. 49 Maruts were successful, and in this way the 6th canto ends. We did it. Everybody chant the Maha Mantra. One more time. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So tomorrow night, we will continue. We will study cantos 7 and 8. Did you enjoy yourselves tonight, transcendentally? How many coming? Now I'm going to ask again. How many are coming tomorrow? Good. Very good. That makes me very, very happy.